We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
1-1. Fly ball. Center field. Deep. Fairchild makes the catch. Reaching over his shoulder. And McCutcheon's almost to third base. He'll be doubled off easily. Ellie De La Cruz, the shortstop from center field, will cut down the throw as far as he could. And that ends up being a double play.
Oh, boy, was that frustrating. And I think we can all relate. Trying to get to third early, getting thrown out. Know what I'm saying, Doran?
Mm-hmm.
And the Pirates fall 2-1 to the Reds.
Here's the pitch. And Hayes, a check swing ground ball to first. And it stunned him. He's not even out of the box by the time the game ends. So the Pirates go quietly, lose 2-1 to the Reds.
That sucked. You get a gem, really, from Bailey Falter. It's never spectacular with Bailey Falter. A lot of hard hit balls, but he gets three double plays in the first three innings, and he goes through seven, and you're thinking, you can't really ask more from that guy. Then you get a couple of innings from the bullpen. Don't give up anything. So two runs given up. You need to be able to win that baseball game. And we'll get into Derek Shelton and some of his questionable decision-making from this game. One move that he should have made and didn't that could have cost the Pirates. Another move he should have made because it's common sense and he didn't that didn't wind up costing the Pirates. But, well, the process was bad. Is this one of those games, though, Doran, where you just say, hey, they made some plays. You didn't make plays. Spencer Steer robs Michael A. Taylor of a home run. We heard the Stuart Fairchild robbing of Brian Reynolds. Or do you blame the Pirates? The bad base running mistake from McCutcheon and then just the lack of being able to get anything going offensively?
It was just a lack. I mean, the lackadaisical, the effort. Not the effort, but, you know, in the field or anything, but just like the hitting. Like you would think that they would have unraveled something else from the Skeens game, have some momentum there. I mean, I could throw this away, obviously, if they go out there today at 12:35 and they take care of business with Mitch Keller on the mound and not look at this game. I mean, that's kind of what they have to do. That's kind of how they've operated, you know, rubber match sometimes that hasn't gone their way. If they could figure out a way to win today, I could look at this game and be like, okay, like it is what it is. But I didn't expect too much with Falter being on the mound. Like you said, I mean, three double plays, three innings. He did his job, but nobody else really came to play yesterday.
No.
Nobody came to play.
They really didn't. And, I mean, it just underscores, as if you need more reason to go down this line of conversation, that they need bats. You know, McCutcheon went 1-for-3 and had a walk. He got doubled off. That's a bad base running play from a veteran. It just is. So much so. It was so bad that Derek Shelton, after the game, was asked, did McCutcheon think there were two outs? There's no reason for Andrew McCutcheon not to just be standing on second base waiting to see what happens there. Because if the ball goes over Fairchance's head and he's standing on second base, he scores. He caught the ball. If you're standing on second base, he catches the ball. You have more than enough time to get back to first base and you're not getting doubled off.
Did he absolutely think that it was out? I think he thought that it was out. Like, there's no doubt in his mind. The way the trajectory, the you know, how much air was underneath it, he was like, oh, this is out. Let's go.
I don't think he thought it was out. No. I think he thought it was definitely over the center fielder's head.
Okay.
And he didn't score on a play, I think it was in the first inning, where...
He was on third.
Right? Yeah. He wound up going from first to third, and I thought he was going to score on the play and didn't, and I think he was trying to make up for not having scored on that one.
Mm-hmm.
But he definitely didn't think that baseball was going to be caught, but the smart play is, I'm going to wait at second. If it goes over his head, I'm scoring, because McCutchen ain't what he used to be, but he's not by any means slow.
No, no.
Like, he can score from second, and you expect so much more from him in that circumstance. I don't know what happens the rest of the game. I don't know if he comes around to score at any other point, but don't get doubled off. And Triolo the other day gets thrown out at third. Or excuse me, well, that was 2 weeks ago. Triolo gets thrown out at third.
Gonzalez.
Rowdy Tellez got thrown out at third. You're right, Gonzalez on the first and third stealing of home.
Yes.
He gets thrown out. They're just a bad base-running team. They do stupid things in the field. There are physical errors and there are mental errors, but now the mental errors are starting to add up. And that's frustrating to me. If O'Neill Cruz is going to field a ground ball and throw it over the first baseman's head, that's going to happen. If he's going to boot a ball at short, that's going to happen. If physical errors happen, the mental stuff, you would like to think they would knock out of their system. I kind of just think it's who they are.
Yeah.
And it's the veterans that are making these mistakes, which is incredibly frustrating. You know, Gonzalez is young, so, but he's been playing baseball his whole life. But McCutchen's been, he's 37.
Yeah, that's a tough one right there. Like, yeah, it's easier to blame somebody else, but like, and to ride somebody else that does that. But whenever he does that, it's like, oh man, like you never see that from somebody like that.
No,
never.
And you shouldn't see it from Rowdy Tellez either. In the game the other day, getting thrown out at third in such a fundamental moment. Yasmani Grandal's been playing baseball for a decade and a half. And the lollipop throw. Now, I heard Michael McHenry on yesterday with Zeiss and Starkey. I'm going to make sure I put Zeiss's name first so he doesn't get mad at me there, Doran.
Right.
I just want to make sure I mention Zeiss. So we love you, Paul. He said he thinks there's something physically ailing Grandal to where he thinks it's in the lower half.
That he doesn't want to get up and throw?
He doesn't want to get up and throw.
Is that what he said?
That's what he said, yeah.
It makes a little bit of sense.
It does make sense.
Have you ever seen him run?
No. Have you? I don't think he does run.
I haven't studied Grandal like from his previous stops, but whenever he does run the first, ooh, it looks like me right now running. Like, you know how I have my bad back? That's what he looks like. It's hard to watch.
He was never fleet of foot to begin with, but there has to be something.
Yeah.
Now that McHenry mentions it, you know, there are excuses, there are reasons. That kind of fits.
Yeah.
That he would be ailed by something. Him and Triolo in a foot race to first base, I don't know who wins.
I know.
Those guys, they cannot run. And Yasmani Grandal, he calls a good game. Anybody on that Pirates pitching staff that talks about Yasmani Grandal absolutely waxes poetic about him calling
mm-hmm.
games.
Mm-hmm.
And so if they're all going to say that, it's hard for me to disagree. And then when McHenry says there's got to be something ailing him, McHenry caught for a long time. He's still a catcher mentally, that guy is. And he's a really good analyst, I think McHenry is.
Yes,
so
he is.
There's got to be something to that. But the bigger story is this. Edward Olivares, Jared Triolo, Michael A. Taylor, and Jason DeLay. That's the bottom of your lineup yesterday. And those guys produced, let's count here, how many hits those guys had. Zero!
DeLay didn't have a hit?
Nope. 0 for 2. Mm. Michael A. Taylor, 0 for 3. Jared Triolo, 0 for 3. Edward Olivares, 0 for 2. And then there was the pinch hitting of Jack Sawinski in the ninth inning, who's hitting 175, and they need to send him down. That was not a competitive at-bat. The closer for the Reds has a high ERA. He's a good pitcher. Diaz, the first two pitches weren't competitive from him. He threw what would have been four balls in that at-bat, and it just so happens that Jack Sawinski struck out anyway. Now, here's where the manager comes into question here. They need better from Shelton. I can't believe what I'm about to say, Doran. Ninth inning. Connor Joe's really been struggling. He's hitting like .150 in July. In June, excuse me. He has regressed to a mean in a big way. I absolutely agreed with the decision to pinch hit for Connor Joe in the ninth.
Mm-hmm.
And you want to go with the lefty. Here's what I can't believe I'm going to say. They should have pinch hit Rowdy Tellez instead of Jack Sawinski.
Yeah, because he's hotter.
Yes. He's been, no cap, Doran, one of the best hitters in baseball in June. And if you're going to plug a lefty in there, why in sweet mercy are you going with the guy who's hitting 175
right.
and decidedly not hot instead of the guy who, man, I think there's a better chance of Rowdy Tellez running into one now than Jack Sawinski. I know Jack, even when he's struggling, he can hit one out, and you're hoping maybe to catch lightning in a bottle, but I thought that was a really bad mistake by Derek Shelton. And then one more. So O'Neill Cruz hits for Jason DeLay in the eighth inning. That was the right call. Absolutely. And Cruz blistered that ball.
Yeah, he did.
Both teams, I think, could argue in that game that there was some bad luck because a lot of hard hit balls from the Reds and a lot of hard hit balls from the Pirates wound up in gloves of defenders. But so Cruz bats for DeLay in the eighth. Great. That is good process. But what should have happened is Jared Triolo should have been lifted. O'Neill Cruz should have been left in the game to play short. And then Grandal could have slid into Triolo's spot in the batting order. That way, if the game goes into extra innings, you've got O'Neill Cruz to help you. But instead, they burned him for just one at-bat. It did not wind up costing them. O'Neill Cruz would not have come up again. But that's just bad process, I think.
O'Neill Cruz should have played the game. The whole game.
I'm actually with you on that, too.
That's where I'm at. Like, I mean, I get it. You don't want him going against, what, it was a lefty, right?
Yep.
But I mean, you don't want to sacrifice, as I said earlier when we were talking before the show, cut off your nose to spite your face, right? That's the saying? Like, I mean, I understand that it's one of those situations where you don't want him facing, but he's one of your better bats right now.
Yes, he has been really, really good since May 1st. We went into those numbers a little bit yesterday. His OPS over 800 since May. So most of the season, O'Neill Cruz has been the O'Neill Cruz that we thought we would be getting all season long, which is an impact bat. You'd like to see more balls go over the fence. But so Jared Triolo starts at shortstop instead of O'Neill Cruz. Now, O'Neill Cruz on the season against lefties is hitting 154. That's very, very bad. A, how are you going to get better if you don't face lefties? But B, the guy that they had in there for him is Jared Triolo,
mm-hmm.
who, yeah, against lefties in 69 plate appearances this year is hitting 217. I'll take my chances with O'Neill Cruz in his 154 against lefties over Jared Triolo hitting 217 against lefties because O'Neill Cruz can change the game with one swing of the bat. And this is a series, again, against a divisional opponent and a team that you're battling with for the wild card, where's the sense of urgency? I'm with you. Like, you can argue this multiple ways. He should have been in. I can meet you there, like you're saying. And if not, well, okay, when you pinch hit for Jason DeLay late, get Jared Triolo out of the game, put Yasmani Grandal in Jared Triolo's spot in the batting order, and then if you do go to extra innings, you've got O'Neill Cruz. It's just bad managing yesterday from Derek Shelton. Just really bad. And this roster is flawed, no doubt about it. We'll get into that coming up in the next segment because the whole bottom of the order goes over. They need help from a roster construction standpoint. But I think we can all reasonably argue the Pirates at 35 and 38, there are a few decisions that Shelton could have made over the course of the year that could have them 38 and 35,
yes,
39 and 34. They could be in a wild card spot right now if more right buttons were pushed by Derek Shelton, and last night was another example of him not really understanding the situation. You can tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia and Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. You can text us, brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you, and we are very happy about this. The Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection. So Derek Shelton was on with Zeiss and Starkey yesterday. And he was asked about the Pirates adding at the trade deadline. What did he have to say?
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Temp check. What kind of summer are we having this year? A family road trip summer, a beach bum summer, or a wake me when the sun sets summer? With Instacart, choose your own adventure and skip the shopping side quests. Where available, you can get ice cream delivered to your hotel, sunscreen to the pool, or cold brew to your bed. Well, door, in as fast as 30 minutes. Wherever you find yourself this summer, you can get the goods. Download Instacart for free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Minimum $10 per order. Excludes restaurants. Additional terms and fees apply.
Plug in a Hyundai EV and the extraordinary happens. It's not just the ultra-fast charging capability and long range in the IONIQ 5 and IONIQ 6, or the adventure-seeking spirit of the Kona Electric, or the groundbreaking 601-horsepower IONIQ 5N. And it's not just the comfort in knowing that every Hyundai EV is backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited electric battery warranty. Hyundai's EVs transform a low hum into a loud adventure. They bring color to your journey and turn energy into main character energy. So forget everything you thought you knew about EVs and turn the extraordinary into something truly electrifying. There's joy in every journey.
EPA estimated 3-3 mile driving range for 2024 IONIQ 5 SE SEL limited rear wheel drive and 361-mile driving range for 2024 IONIQ 6 SE long range rear wheel drive with fully charged battery. Estimated range varies for other models and trims and depends on battery capacity, temperature options, and other factors. Limited battery warranty covers defects and materials for 10 years or 100,000 miles, whichever occurs first. See owner's manual for complete warranty details and limitations. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Dive into a world of electrifying anime excitement with Hulu Animeham, your anime destination. Unleash the mayhem with Hulu's huge curated collection of anime shows, from legendary classics like Naruto Shippuden, Dragon Ball Z Kai, and Bleach Thousand Year Blood War, to the latest sizzling releases like Sandland, Mission Yosakura Family, and tons more.
Why are you fixated on me?
Because you're my friend.
That's right. Get fixated and get your anime fix with Hulu Animeham, your anime destination.
Get into it.
Yeah, I think Ben's always listening. You know, I mean, he's always having conversations with people about how we can improve our team. Until that point, we have to make sure that we focus on the guys we have here. But, you know, I think Ben has even said it publicly. Like, he's always, you know, willing to listen. He's talking, and we're always trying to make our team better. So it's just a matter of, like, what the situations that arise in terms of, you know, who you could acquire, what you could do. But I do think we're in a situation where we are listening on that front.
Well, don't just be listening, Derek Shelton, on with Zeiss and Starkey yesterday. Be making the calls. Like, don't just, hey, our phone lines are open. No! Call out. We need bats. We need people. Be on the aggressive. Preemptive strike. It's not just, hey, Ben, are you guys interested in XYZ? No, you make the call. Hey, I'm Ben Cherington. I would like Pete Alonso on my baseball team.
Mm-hmm.
Like, is that too much to ask?
No, be aggressive.
Yes.
Be aggressive. Go get it. Like, you know what you want. You've identified, and you should have identified at least, what you need. Go get it. Go try to get it. Like, just because you're going to be listening doesn't mean that anybody's going to be dialing your number.
Right.
Like, how are you going to know if, you know, you don't try to figure it out?
You got to do your homework.
Right.
You got to be aggressive.
You got to assert yourself.
Be aggressive. Yes. Yes. And you need to have the pulse of every available bat on the market and what the asking price is right now. Now, maybe that's the case. Maybe it's just coach speak from Derek Shelton on with Zeiss and Starkey yesterday. But last night really underscored their need for a bat. And this is what they're throwing out there, man. Like, Jason DeLay's hitting 111. Small sample size. He's been hurt most of the year. I like Jason DeLay, actually, if he's your backup catcher. But Michael A. Taylor he's basically a regular. And he's a really, really good defensive center fielder. But he's hitting 197. You know what that makes him? Austin Hedges.
Yes.
We love what you do defensively with the stick. You are replacement level. Jared Triola was darn near 300 hitter for the Pirates last year. And I've been waiting for that guy to come along. That's looking like it might have been the aberration. He's hitting 212. 212. Edward Olivares was brought in because in a smaller sample size last year with the Royals, he had some pop. He hit 20 homers in not a lot of playing time. We've not seen a ton of pop from Edward Olivares. He's hitting 221. So those are all the guys that can and should be replaced. And then you've got Ke Bryan Hayes. Yes, he hits a homer yesterday, but he's hitting 241. Jack Sawinski, your second pinch hitter, because O'Neill Cruz didn't play, is hitting 175. So when you need a run in the ninth inning, the guy you have to turn to because of the way your roster is constructed is a guy who's hitting 175.
Unreal. Unreal.
And they're just going to sit around and they're going to wait.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to wait until the deadline to make something happen. It's ridiculous. There were a couple of positives to take out of yesterday's game. Bailey Falter was good.
Yeah, I mean, he was sharp. I mean, 7 innings, 80 pitches. I mean, gave up the 2-run homer. That was it. But breaking ball was good. He mixed in the fastball to both sides, but I thought he threw the ball outstanding.
He's a both guy.
Both.
He's a both guy.
Mm-hmm.
He's also an opener guy.
Mm-hmm.
Him and Bechtold have the same affliction where they throw L's in there where they're not supposed to be, which probably isn't what you should be doing as a manager of a baseball club, throwing L's in
there.
Throwing
L's, that's not a good thing.
Mm-mm, no. I went a long way for that joke.
Yeah, you did.
Was it okay?
It was all right.
Decent.
Yeah.
So Bailey Falter bounced back. He did allow a ton of hard contact, but he got 3 ground ball double plays. Like, I wanted to come on today and go, the stat line was good, but did he really pitch that well? Yeah, he did.
Mm-hmm.
And for Bailey Falter, when he's good, that's what it looks like. The ball's staying, except for the one swing, in the ballpark. And while there's hard contact, he also got enough soft contact for there to be double plays. You can't scoff at that, and he needed it. His last 2 performances, not good. Can you somehow consistently get the in-between with him? So like yesterday, 7 innings, 2 earned. The 2 starts before that, not good. Can you consistently give us the middle ground? I think that would be okay.
Well, I think what you get yesterday is fine, but you have to ask your hitters to hit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think it's fine. I think that's what you ask of him, because you know that today is going to be Mitch Keller, and then you're going to get, what, Jared Jones, and then you're going to go, you know, you're going to go that revolving door of Jared Jones, Keller, Skeens, and then, you know, Falter, and then mix in somebody else and do a bullpen game, whatever you got to do. But I think that what Bailey Falter gave you yesterday is totally fine. Just the other side was just terrible.
Is it more frustrating to lose a game like that pitched by Bailey Falter than it is to lose a game pitched like that by Skeens, Keller, or Jones?
Probably Falter, because you could steal one with him.
Yeah, I'm with you on that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they blew that one when Skeens pitched against the Giants. And that's the only game they've lost when Skeens was on the hill. And it was really frustrating at the time. They had a chance to take 2 out of 3 from the Giants in that series. Again, a team that you're battling with for the wild card. But you know, every 5th or 6th day, that guy's going to give you a chance to win.
Mm-hmm.
You know, up until the last few starts, same kind of deal with Jared Jones, and you really now feel comfortable saying that with Mitch Keller. Every time out there, he's going to give you a chance to win the game. Bailey Falter, you get a gem by his standards pitched by him, and you only score 1 run, you have flushed a gift from baseball God down the toilet.
Yep.
You need to make good on the Bailey Falter good starts. And they didn't. And it's incredibly frustrating. And then I thought, hey, here's another positive. Ke Bryan Hayes hits a home run. And hey, could this be the start of something? I was all set to walk in here today, Doran, and say, hey, man, do you think this could be the start of something? And then we don't have the audio, but I read what Hayes said after the game. And now I'm not encouraged. He said, quote, I mean, it feels good to hit a home run, but I feel like my game, whenever I'm at my best, I'm hitting line drives and then the home runs come. It was good. I will take them whenever I can, but still not happy with where I am at the plate. Like, almost that he, like, lucked into a home run.
Well, that means that, I mean, at least he's not like, oh my gosh, yeah, like, I'm back. Like, he's like, no, I got a lot of work to do, and once I do that work and once I get consistent and feel comfortable about the plate, I'm going to be really good, and it's going to be not just one home run. It's mm-hmm. going to be multiple hit games.
So some, like, self-awareness
yes.
there from Ke Bryan Hayes.
Yes.
I like your point of view. It makes me happier than my point of view, which was to say, hey, he hit a home run, but he's not excited about it, and he thinks he still sucks. I like your way of thinking better. He's kind of the key right now. Like, without adding anybody, he's kind of the key. Because Brian Reynolds, he's great. He's got the highest career batting average of any active player in June. It's kind of a wonky stat, but hey, That's awesome. And he's got, what, the 17-game hitting streak. He could have had the game-tying double last night, too, as a nice play by the center fielder. So he's come around. Since the beginning of May, O'Neill Cruz has come around. Andrew McCutchen, since being inserted into the leadoff spot, has been one of the best leadoff hitters and DHs in all of baseball. But we still see too regularly games like last night. And I know that, oddly, Key Brian Hayes was the one guy that drove in a run. But he's hitting .241, and if he could just get close to what he was at the end of last year, I think it could change so much about this team, Doran. Oh, come on, Key. And now he's got rid of the toe tap, and I don't know what that means, but last year he had the toe tap when he was being successful. I'm sure he's still talking to Nunnally, but you wonder if it's an Andy Haynes thing. I don't know. You just need Key to hit the damn baseball. All right, coming up next, before we get into the passing RIP of Willie Mays, you mentioned it already, Doran. Big, big game today. You find a way to win today, it makes yesterday not feel so bad. We'll get into that briefly when we come back. Pat Bostick going to join us for a full hour at 7 o'clock. Ray Fittipaldo at 8. John Wehner at 8:35. Doug Whaley from 9 until 10. Don't you dare go anywhere else. Big one today for the Buccos, 12:35. You can hear it on KDKA AM 100.1 FM. They're going to get mad at me. I didn't read that right. But before we get into that, John tweets, why would we think the Pirates are going to do anything now we're at the deadline? Why give away talent when you don't have a manager that can win games or build a functional lineup regardless? What do people want?
I know. Like, it's ridiculous.
Do you want them to go for it, or do you not want them to go for it?
They almost don't.
Right?
They almost don't.
Is it like you want to wallow in your sad existence of being a Pirates
fan?
Yeah,
they just want to be mad all the time. Like, make me more mad. Like, this is the time of year where I feel like I need to get mad. I'm in a routine of the last 30 years of getting mad this time of year in the summer whenever it's nice out. I want to be mad now. So make me more mad.
Yes.
Or make me as mad as I get every year.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes, this
don't
is
do
I
anything
usually,
good.
Yeah, I turn the Pirates off usually in June. Don't make me watch you and get mad every night.
Right.
Come on now. Here's the way I look at it. Look, Derek Shelton has been flawed this year. This roster is flawed this year. But they're only three games under. They're a game back in the wild card race. So even if you don't trust the manager, and even if you think they've got a bad-ish roster, well, if you would add to the roster and you're only three games under .500 with the bad roster, why wouldn't you think they'd have a chance in what is a bad National League? Like, if you view this team just in a vacuum and you're looking at it and you're saying, what is this? Is this a quality baseball team? Just independent of anything else? They're three games under. But you got to compare it to the rest of the National League. And I would like to see what Derek Shelton would do if you had some better players. Like, we questioned it earlier in the show. Like, why didn't you pinch hit Rowdy Tellez instead of Jared Triolo? And why did you do this? And why did you do that? Well, another part of it is Rowdy Tellez a great option? No. Is Jack Swinski a good option at all? No. Yasmani Grandal's coming off the bench. Is that great? No. When Connor Joe's one of your best hitters for most of the year, that's not good? No. So we can knock Derek Shelton for some of the in-game decision-making, and I think that's absolutely warranted, but it's not like he's turning to great players off his bench either.
Right.
I'd like to see what it looks like if he's got a couple of good players, because I think they would have staying power. But as for today, you mentioned it. Big game, big series. Mitch Keller on the bump. They are 1-6 in their last 7 rubber matches.
Yeah.
They won against Colorado. Today's even bigger now, though, I feel like, because it's kind of like St. Louis, because it's divisional game, divisional series, against a team you're battling with for the wild card. But also, they're off tomorrow, and then they're playing on Friday, and as of right now, they don't have a starter listed. And it might be Martin Perez. It also might be another bullpen game.
Right.
Or because there's an off day, you can get back on track and you can skip both. We don't know. Maybe it's Jared Jones, but if it's a bullpen game, then you're going to want to get this one today so you can win the series before you might start off on the wrong foot in the next one. Because I feel like they've been getting away with it in the bullpen game. Excuse me. I know why they're doing it. But I feel like they've been getting away with them. They're 3-0 in their last 3 bullpen games. I don't think that's going to exist and last forever.
Do you think the bats will go today? Like, I mean, with Mitch Keller on the mound. I feel like whenever Skeens is there, whenever Skeens is on the bump, they seem to find the bats. And we talked about that a couple days ago. I feel like today is one of those games where you know that is needed. And Mitch Keller has been playing very well. I just have a feeling that the bats are going to get going today.
I just hope, man, that it's a lineup that we're not going to be embarrassed.
That too.
I'm paying extra close attention to that lineup. We might even get it during our show today because the game's at 12:35. I am prepared to be very mad. But O'Neill was off yesterday. You'd imagine he's going to start today. They're going to face Hunter Green, who's a good starting pitcher. So Cincinnati's throwing the guy that they've paid. They're putting him out there today. So it's the guy that the Pirates have paid against the guy that the Reds have paid. But you're at home. You won the first game of the series. You need to win this series. And if the lineup construction looks anything like what it did against St. Louis last Thursday, I think Pirates fans should lose their minds. And Doran, I didn't hear this until this morning as I was playing through some of these clips from Derek Shelton. He was asked yesterday by Starkey and by Zeiss about the lineup that they threw out there. And you tell me if you think that this is a good answer.
Yeah, it's a good question. And I think, you know, obviously the starting thing has to do with a lot of different things, a lot of different factors. But the pinch hitting is a good question. It's like using your, you know, using your bullpen at the end of the game in terms of what you think. Did I have the opportunity to hit for Grandal and Taylor? Yeah, I didn't. At that time, I didn't think it was the best situation. You know, sometimes you reflect back and look and say, like, hey, could we have done something different? Yeah, 100%. So it's one of those situations that decided not to do it. Reflection point, yeah, but in that case, I didn't do it there. No real reason, you know, no specific reason that I could give you other than I thought at the time that was the best matchups we had.
No detailed reason and thought of why that they did it at the time, and then you look back and say, oh, maybe I should have did this different, but how do you know if you should have did it different whenever you don't even know why you did it?
Right.
So what?
Give us an explanation. And maybe we disagree with it, but have a reason for why you did what you did.
It's just gut feeling because it was nice out. Like, what was it? Because the Gatorade that day was yellow, not orange. Like, what? What
right.
Are we? What's going on?
I mean, that. My only thing there is maybe he's eating one for his guys.
Mm-hmm.
Like, did McCutchen not want to play because of his legs or something like that? And you just don't want to make that public. You know, Zangrilli was kind of kicking that around the other day. I can't think of a reason why. If you're not going to give us a reason why. And you know what? I shouldn't even throw injury excuses out there for him or rest reasons out there for him. He didn't do it, so why would I do that for him? They had Yasmani Grandal, Michael A. Taylor bat in the ninth inning. I just went back and pulled up the box score. So it was Grandal and Taylor. He didn't have a reason for why guys didn't start. He didn't have a reason for why you're not going to pinch hit over Grandal or Taylor. Hey, you've got Andrew McCutchen, your best hitter lately, Nick Gonzalez, and Connor Joe, who had been your best hitter for a long time, sitting on the bench, and Grandal's hitting, 200, and Michael A. Taylor's hitting below 200. Give us a reason. Defend your reason.
You're right.
Tell us the why. If you don't tell us the why, it's even more frustrating, because now we just think you're doing it like pulling names out of a hat.
Right.
Come on, man. And so I have no faith that today they're going to put the A lineup out there. Again, their A lineup ain't A lineup anyhow, but I want to see Kutch. I want to see Gonzalez. I'd actually want to see Triolo because he's hot. You need Brian Reynolds in there. Key hit a homer last night. Like, all your A players, put him in the lineup today. And if not, you better damn well have a reason after the game why. And actually, I got to call out the media in this too, because Zeiss and Starkey asked him about that yesterday after that game.
Nobody did.
Nobody asked him. He didn't get asked about pinch hitting. He didn't get asked about the starting lineup, which were the two big stories to take away. I heard Andrew Destin talk about why he didn't yesterday. He wrote a story about, I forget. But it made his explanation made sense. He was hunting a different story. But you also, and I don't want to throw stones at this guy, but you also have to chase what becomes the story too. And that became the story. Fan Morning Show Twitter poll is brought to you by PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement. Trust PJ.com. I don't know what the Twitter poll is. We'll think of a Twitter poll. You can give us a ring on the fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Pat Bostic going to be joining us at 7 o'clock. But the sports world lost a legend, and Andrew McCutchen talked about it. We'll react to that when we come back.
before there was, you know, Bonds and Griffey and all these guys and Stargell, you know, it was Willie Mays, you know. Willie Mays was, he was a guy who, for Ricky Henderson, you know, for all these great center fielders even, there was Willie Mays. So, you know, he was, you know, a pioneer for the game.
That's Andrew McCutchen talking about Willie Mays, who passed away yesterday at the age of 93. And there have been a lot of stories about Willie Mays in the hours that followed. Everyone seems to say not only a trailblazer and a hell of a baseball player, but also a really good guy. The 50-minute mark on The Fan brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. Willie Mays was a 24-time All-Star.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. 24 times.
Willie Mays hit 660 home runs. Willie Mays had a career batting average of .301. Willie Mays won 12 gold gloves, was a two-time MVP, won a World Series, batting title. If you wanted to accomplish something in Major League Baseball, or if he did, he did. Anything you could have set out to do, he did. And I liked what Andrew McCutchen said, that he was like Griffey before Griffey, and he was better than Griffey too. And Griffey's the five-tool player that I think all of us look at and go, okay, that guy could do everything. Mays was Griffey before Griffey was.
Unbelievable, right? And it's just crazy. And I mean, and every athlete looks up to somebody at some point, you know, whatever sport it is. And 93 years old, that's a long time. That's a great life for Willie. You know, what he did for baseball and did for even young black players too, you know, make them want to play the game. And I'm sure, you know, Kutch and just so many players would say that. You pictured yourself. He's one of those picture guys that I call. You know, you picture yourself being him in the backyard. Or you picture yourself, you know, throwing baseball with your dad. And you're like, I'm going to be Willie Mays, you know, and try to track down a ball. It is crazy to think that within, what, the last 2 weeks, we lost three legends. Bill Walton,
man.
Jerry West, and Will, and like, that's just...
Three giants. Like, absolute pillars of sports. Not just their respective sport, but all those guys transcended the sport. I mean, you talk about what he meant to young black men who want to play the game. I mean, he played in a... He played his entire career at a time where he was not going to be embraced. Right. You know, 23 people did not vote for him to make the Hall of Fame. A 24-time All-Star. You don't have to question their motives there. Or, well, you do have to question the motives, but you know exactly what the motive was to not vote for that guy. But the picture that I think resonates for so many of Willie Mays is that over-the-shoulder
catch.
Oh, my God.
Didn't see anything like that before.
No. Back when center field walls were like 490 feet and all you just had to run, and he just kept running and running and running, and he catches the ball and he turns and he throws it. It's just unbelievable.
I thought all the pictures of Willie Mays that Pony was posting yesterday were pretty cool too.
Yeah.
Like him just, you know, just with different athletes, Tara Bradshaw was had a picture with them, and just everybody had the universal respect for him, it seemed.
Yes.
The universal respect for his game, but even outside of the ballpark, of how he was as a person.
Chuck from Uniontown told a really good story last night on the postgame show with Zane Grilly about how Chuck has never been able to walk, and he was on the field for a game at Forbes Field because they wanted to go and watch Willie Mays play. And Willie Mays, he said, can you try to lose this one today? And then Willie Mays hit a game-winning home run. And he said Willie could not have been friendlier to him, just the nicest guy in the world. And he got home and said, Dad, why did he do that? I didn't want him to win the game. He said, because he's Willie Mays.
Because he's Willie Mays.
That Bradshaw picture is a great one. Because you see, this was 1971. Willie Mays was strapped.
Strapped.
And back then, man, that is all natural.
Mm-hmm.
That is hard work.
Mm-hmm.
That is nutrition. That is sticking with it day in, day out, 365, 24 hours a day. That is peak male form right now. Like, I'm sure Bonds in 2003, he'd take his shirt off. You'd go, oh my God, this guy looks like Zeus. But we kind of know, and he's Willie Mays. Willie Mays was Bonds' godfather. That is just, that's a freak physical specimen for that time period. There's just no other way to put it.
Yes.
And at that time, in 1971, that would have been 2 years prior to the end of his career. He was 40 years old in that picture. What a player. A true five-tool player. And you don't get a lot of those guys anymore who have the power, the average, can field, can throw, can do everything, can run. You don't get full packages anymore. Like Mike Trout, I guess, but few and far between. R.I.P. Willie Mays passed away at the age of 93. We lighten the mood a little bit coming up next. One of our favorite people, Pat Bostic, going to be in studio. He's just going to fold right into the show. A lot of football stuff, maybe some non-football stuff if we have time to get into with Pat. That's next. But first, Fan Weather is brought to you by Sun Chevy. 24 Silverado LT Crew Cab up to 7,500 in rebates. Full terms and qualifications at sunchevy.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Plug in a Hyundai EV and the extraordinary happens. It's not just the ultra-fast charging capability and long range in the IONIQ 5 and IONIQ 6, or the adventure-seeking spirit of the Kona Electric, or the groundbreaking 601-horsepower IONIQ 5N. And it's not just the comfort in knowing that every Hyundai EV is backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited electric battery warranty. Hyundai's EVs transform a low hum into a loud adventure. They bring color to your journey and turn energy into main character energy. So forget everything you thought you knew about EVs and turn the extraordinary into something truly electrifying. There's joy in every journey.
EPA estimated 3-3 mile driving range for 2024 IONIQ 5 SE SEL limited rear wheel drive and 361 mile driving range for 2024 IONIQ 6 SE long range rear wheel drive with fully charged battery. Estimated range varies for other models and trims and depends on battery capacity, temperature options, and other factors. Limited battery warranty covers defects and materials for 10 years or 100,000 miles, whichever occurs first. See owner's manual for complete warranty details and limitations. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Dive into a world of electrifying anime excitement with Hulu Anime Mayhem, your anime destination. Unleash the mayhem with Hulu's huge curated collection of anime shows, from legendary classics like Naruto Shippuden, Dragon Ball Z Kai, and Bleach Thousand Year Blood War, to the latest sizzling releases like Sandland, Mission Yosakura Family, and tons more.
Why are you fixated on me?
Because you're my friend.
That's right. Get fixated and get your anime fix with Hulu Anime Mayhem, your anime destination.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.